You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that hairstylist Kristen makes $50,000 a year. Okay, on the phone right now is Jordan, who lives in Belfair. Good morning, Jordan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Thank you for listening to the show, and thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary. That's awesome.
Well, I'm surprised I made it, to be honest. I was like, oh, I'll just try this morning, see what happens, and well, here we are.
Well, you know, Share Your Salary, surprisingly easy to get through for. The Morgan Wallen seat search coming up here in about 20 minutes.
Maybe a little more difficult.
Not as easy. Yeah. So, Jordan, you know the drill. Thank you again, by the way. It means a lot, and you're helping out a lot of people. So it's your good deed for the day. Just done. Check that box. But we're going to put a minute on the clock. We'll ask you all the questions. When we're done, we'll play a song, gather our thoughts, come back. We're all going to guess what we think you make. Then you'll share your salary. Sound good?
Sound good.
So easy, cheesy. What?
Isn't cheesy.
Well, you know. All right, Gabe, are you ready?
I think
so. There's a minute here. Let's use it wisely.
Okay.
Okay.
I got my notepad.
She does have her notepad.
I look like an investigative reporter.
Yeah, she does. She's got. She's on a stakeout.
I work for the FBI.
All right, here we go, Jordan. On your mark, get set, and go.
How long have you been there?
The specific company, about 2 months.
How many people work for your company total?
I think about 25.
What's the most important part of your job?
Efficiency, making sure that people are getting out on time.
Are you the only dispatcher?
I am not. We rotate shifts, and during my shift, there are two dispatchers.
What are your hours like?
My hours are currently 8:30 to 5, but it's a 24-hour business.
Oh, you like working with the boys, or can they be, you know, exhausting?
Both.
How'd you get into this?
I was looking for a job a couple years ago and magically found a tow company on Indeed.
Do you use a CB radio or a walkie-talkie or anything cool?
Certain companies I've been through have some kind of radio system.
Couldn't hear that last answer.
Some have a radio system?
Radio system. Like, breaker 1-9er, we got a car to sign her up. Cornhog, come in, Cornhog, just a dispatch. That's how I envision it. Is it like that at all, Jordan?
Nothing like that, but we do have radios for the trucks that we can communicate that they're on location or not.
I'm so sad there's not a tow truck driver named Cornhog. That makes me sad. I know. All right, here's the deal. If you're listening, you want to guess, go ahead and text in your guest to 253-642-9653. And put your name and where you live on that text. We're going to use them as our guesses next.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but of course it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Joel. Of course, don't be tacky. Hey, it's a nice job you get there. How much are you making? No one does that, but we do it on the radio.
Said no one ever.
We do it every day. Yeah. Well, you do too, Gabe. You're a part of this now.
That's fair.
You signed up.
I did.
So Jordan in Belfair is on the phone. She is a tow truck dispatcher. Before we find out how much she makes, what else did she just or we learn about her?
She's been there for about 2 months. She said there's 25 other employees. They are a 24-hour business, but she has what some may say normal hours, like 8:30 to 5. She said the most important part of her job is efficiency. They do rotate shifts, I think.
Yeah.
And then she was just looking for a job. She's worked for like a similar company before.
Big old pile of shift to work.
Shift to work.
Gabe, ladies first. What do you think?
So I'm thinking, you know, she's been in the business, so she's got to be making decent money, but she's only been there for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris in Gig Harbor and Jordan from an unnamed city.
Yeah.
Both said 65.
Okay. Captain Ron, 65. What do you think, higher or lower?
I was thinking a little bit lower, and then I saw the text from Katie in Arlington. She said, I applied for her specific job.
Oh!
So, whoa. Jordan, you beat Katie. She's a little bitter, I think, but that's okay. We're guessing 51.
Did well, you take Katie's job?
I hope not. I hope I didn't take anyone's job.
She thinks
she wouldn't know. I mean, there's probably numerous applicants. It just so happened that Jordan was the best. Okay, so 51. You know what? I'm going to use a text here. I think I hate split in the middle. I really do. But I think over 64 or 5 is too much, so I went with 54. And now I'm not finding the person that sent it in, and I feel guilty. I like to say names.
We'll give you a moment.
Oh, it was Mo. Mo Renton.
Mo Renton.
Mo Renton. One of our regulars. I'm so glad I found it. Mo and Renton. So we got 51, 54, 65, but that doesn't really matter. We all want to find out, Jordan, how much you're actually making as a tow truck dispatcher. It's time to share your salary.
What is it ever?
36.
Oh! Heavens to Murgatroyd.
What?
That seems unlivable, Jordan.
Yeah, and oddly enough, for this being the second tow truck company I've been to, this is actually the higher salary.
What?
I love my job, though, so the money isn't super important, but also, like, do got to keep a roof over my head.
See, her cell phone just cut off because she can't pay the bill.
Right.
Nah, Jordan, but you're working a full, like, how many hours? Do you sound like you're working 40-hour week?
Work 40 hours a week, 5 days a week. Yeah.
And how old a gal are you?
I'm 25.
Okay, you're very young still.
You need to go in there and demand a raise. Mm-hmm.
Hey, when I switched to this company, I immediately got a raise as soon as I walked in the door. So,
oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. You got some qualifications. But still, you know, as you get a little bit older, and assuming you're not married yet?
I am married.
You are married. Okay. Well, that helps out.
Yeah.
Yes. Married and have a 4-year-old daughter.
Wow.
All right. Well, I'm just saying, we all know this. To live anywhere near Seattle, Washington is ungodly expensive anymore. The pinch is real. So maybe there's a job out there that would make you just as happy that pay you a little bit more, like minimum wage.
Right. Yeah. I'm always looking. Yeah.
All right.
Always looking for better opportunities.
Well, obviously, this is a cool part about Share Salary, too. If you hear somebody and you can tell they got it, and I can tell, you know, Jordan's got it. She's sharp. She's on it. You know, you got a good person right here who would take another job and pay more. You want to pay her 50 grand a year? Call up. Call us. 253-642-WOLF. We'll get you taken care of there, Jordan.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.